Greetings in Christ to our friends and listeners at KFUO Radio. I am Jim Krikova, a former missionary and pastor to the congregations of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Augsburg Confession in the Czech Republic. Along with my wife, Peggy, and our three children, Jamie, Emily, and Joseph, I served there for 16 years, beginning in 1990, after the fall of communism in the former Soviet Union and its satellite countries of Eastern Europe. By the grace of our dear Lord Jesus, the mission there was blessed with the rebirth of a Lutheran church made up of six congregations that rose from the ashes of the old atheistic totalitarian regime. Our congregations are spread from Pilsen in the west to Prague in the center to Brno in the east. These are the three biggest cities in the country. By the time I returned from the mission field in 2006, all of our Czech churches were being served by indigenous pastors, and our Czech members were active in congregational life and joint work as a synod. In addition to this, some of our Czech members established a nonprofit organization called the Luther Society. This service organization is involved in furthering their mission to the Czech people through continuing education in the Christian faith. The Luther Society serves not only the Lutheran Church members, but also many others in Czech society who are still searching and are interested in our distinctively Lutheran beliefs, especially the chief article of the faith expressed in the Augsburg Confession. Our churches teach that people cannot be justified before God by their own strength, merits, or works. People are freely justified for Christ's sake through faith when they believe that they are received into favor and that their sins are forgiven for Christ's sake. By his death, Christ made satisfaction for our sins. God counts this faith for righteousness in his sight, as it is written in St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapters 3 and 4. Through the publication of important writings of Luther and other confessional Lutheran works translated into the Czech language, the Luther Society reaches out with the gospel into Czech society. In addition, the group sponsors conferences and lectures on a variety of biblical and confessional topics. Recently, I was called and installed as the LCMS Associate Regional Director for Eurasia. This mission region includes Europe, Turkey, Mongolia, and most of the countries forming the former Soviet Union. It is a huge area with potential for many more mission upstarts. In my new position, I will represent the LCMS president and other synod officers with partner churches in the region, help to establish and promote church relationships on behalf of the LCMS, and work with the regional director, the Reverend Tony Booker. Our children are grown with families of their own and have given us 8 grandchildren already. So it will just be Peggy and I who return to the mission field. We will take up residency in Prague again, and for a number of good reasons. First, Prague is the geographical center of Europe, which makes it an ideal location for travel to other parts of the region. Second, both Peggy and I are fluent in the Czech language from our years of service in the past. Third, while in Prague, I will be able to help out with the congregation Pastor Booker serves in Prague when his duties take him away from the parish. Both Peggy and I are quite at home in the Czech culture, and while in the mission field, we also had lots of exposure to European culture in general. I myself grew up in a small Czech-American community in Minnesota, where I learned to speak the Czech language, sing Czech songs, and eat Czech food. But while there are many cultural differences between Czechs and Americans, the one difference that stands out to me is their awareness of their own religious history, which is not a very happy one, beginning with their own national hero of the faith, John Huss, who suffered martyrdom for his bold witness that the word of Christ had authority over the word of bishops and popes. The Lutheran faith made its way south into the Czech lands already during the Reformation era in the 16th century. During those formative years, hundreds of Lutheran congregations sprang up in answer to the teaching of the pure gospel rediscovered by Luther, just north of them in Saxony. The Lutheran teaching of the full and free forgiveness of sins by the merits of Jesus Christ alone became part of the Czech culture of the past. Along with the right understanding of baptism as a permanent washing of regeneration and renewing in the Holy Spirit, and the Bible teaching of the Lord's Supper as the true body and blood of Christ, given and poured out for us in the sacrament for the full and free forgiveness of our sins. In many ways, Luther became the vindication of their own John Huss. When this connection is seen as part of the Czech national treasure, it is the best path to reaching them with the gospel. Our mission and ministry to the people of the Czech lands was therefore a forceful reach into this blessed past, so filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Czechs have responded to it. They are not moved by modern methods of church growth based on sociological models. These are not part of Czech culture, but rather the kind of thing seen as foreign. The Czech Christians are looking back beyond such things, looking for something pure and wholesome that their own forefathers recognized and cherished. They're looking for authentic Christianity, the pure teaching of Scripture, the preaching of law and gospel rightly divided, the Lutheran liturgy, the way it was purified and cherished in their Lutheran past, and the comfort of the sacraments instituted by Christ Himself. One of our members, Peter from Plzeň, was a member of a group that reenacted battles and fighting techniques of the Middle Ages through the period of the Reformation. Once he invited his whole troop to our Lutheran Christmas service. They showed up in mass, dressed in 16th century attire. The respect they showed during the service was striking, even though most of them were not Christians yet. But some remarked that they could not help but show reverence because our church service was not a reenactment of the past, but the real thing in the present, even though from a past era. They were moved because of our connection with their past. As we pursue mission work among the countries of Eurasia, many of which were influenced by the Reformation gospel in their past, these will continue to be the motivating factors driving our work. For these are the means by which God the Holy Spirit forms congregations and establishes Lutheran churches so that the body of Christ is strengthened and nourished by her head, Jesus Christ our Lord. Please pray for our LCMS missionaries in all of Eurasia and beyond. Your prayers and support are so appreciated by all of us who are privileged to serve in foreign missions. Special thanks to my own Krikova family for all you have done to encourage Peggy and me in this new mission endeavor. But most of all, pray the Lord of the harvest that He bring the lost to the salvation Christ has won for all people by His cross and graciously offers and gives through His word and sacraments. The peace of Christ be with you all.